Sean, when you're trying to integrate rookies into the program, do you get a certain point where you realize guys like Lattimore and Ramczyk and Anzalone and Williams can be game one starters?
I think it varies. I think there's always that optimism the draft weekend and through the process and then the spring, and yet you recognize, you know, some of them come in, like Ramczyk, who's, you know, wasn't fully available because of the injury until training camp. But at some point during training camp, you have to see it and see it, you know, consistently enough. And, you know, to credit those guys you mentioned, we were able to. But that can vary sometimes. But I think probably a couple weeks into training camp, you might know if you think, you know, you've gotten into the preseason games. It's a little bit harder in the spring now with the practice schedules and the, you know, the no contact.
Sean, it seems like we've asked you about him, you know, a few weeks in a row now, but Justin Hardy, the special teams player of the week, I mean, what has this guy added on that unit so far?
Well, he brings some juice and some energy. You know, we saw him with Houston during the preseason practicing with them, and fortunately we were able to put him on our roster. And, you know, he's played both receiver and corner in high school, and then he went and played receiver at Illinois, and we've actually got him working with the DBs. But he's one of those guys that comes to work, man, and gives you great effort. And, you know, play like that the other day was significant because it wasn't, you know, a design block. Is actually more of a return. And, you know, it's one guy really working his technique, and you know, it's a huge play in a game like that.
Sean, what do you think about the job Dan Roschard has done this year?
Dan's doing well. I mean, look, he's a guy that I'm real familiar with, I've known for a long time, coached with in college, and I think he's especially with some of the changes, the flexibility, and, you know, how we've had to adapt. The other day, Pete, you know, went back outside, and Rebus came inside. I mean, I think that consistency, even though the lineup hasn't been consistent, has been a big plus for our depth and our development. So I think Dan's been a huge part in that.
Sean, Drew's averaging fewer attempts per game this year. Was that by design entering the season, or is that just kind of a byproduct of how you guys have won games?
Probably a little both. you know, part of it is when you're playing in games and you have a lead, maybe a two-score lead, your rushing numbers go up, or attempts. I always like it when it says, hey, if you just attempt to rush the ball 30 times, you win. But there's a method, and it's sometimes that's the result of, you know, what you've done earlier. But I think that balance of what we need each week to win can vary, and what we need defensively from the offense and vice versa. And I think that is what's most important.
Sean, I was going to ask the same thing, and had looked up that you actually are calling runs at the highest rate in the first half as well this season. I mean, is that something you went into this year committing to do, or it's been more each matchup or how the running backs are playing?
Well, I think compared to last season, I would completely agree. And you know, I think that idea of just kind of coming out and opening it up, I mean, that, again, it's game by game and how we want to play a game, but we felt we would be improved rushing the football this year, though, and certainly we made a concerted effort, and it was a point of emphasis, and we got to continue to do that.
Sean, has Kamara's role continued to expand as the season goes on, as far as what kind of routes he can run and things like that?
No, from a route tree, he's got a pretty wide variety, and, you know, spent a lot of time on that during the training camps and OTAs and whatnot. I don't know if his role's expanded. I mean, we do a lot with both those running backs, and they're pretty adaptable.
Maybe a better question would be, has his presence changed the way you guys do things at all, or call plays or anything like that?
Certainly. Yeah, I mean, look, anytime you have a different – I mean, we spend time on things that we think he does well, you know, plays that we feel like he can handle and do well. And so anytime you have a new piece to your equation, I think it's important that you look closely at what their strengths are and then try to build on them.
And good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
The subject of running backs, on the subject of running backs, when you look across the field there at the Bills running back, LeSean McCoy, well, what makes him such a dangerous player to contain?
Well, he's very elusive. You know, you don't see a lot of hard contact hits on him. And I think he's someone that, you know, can quickly get to top speed. You know, his acceleration, his burst, he's got very good instincts. And I think there's, with him, there's that dimension of flexibility where in the passing game he can hurt you, in the running game, you know, he can hurt you. But he's had a fantastic career, and he's, you put on the film and, you know, you see the same player we saw, you know, way back in Philadelphia the last time we played him. I mean, he's dynamic.
You guys have played some mobile quarterbacks. Is Tyrod Taylor as mobile or more than what you've seen already?
Compared to who we've seen to date, he would be ahead of that group. I mean, look, he can beat you throwing it, and if you're not careful, he'll scramble for a 38-yard gain. And I don't know that we've seen that.
John, what have you seen from Tre'Davious White on tape?
Look, he's got good instincts. He's had a good start to his season. The defense there, they're doing a very good job. You know, he'll play press, you know, very quickly. He's acclimated himself to this league and fit in with Sean's scheme. I think Sean, the defensive coaches there, have done a real good job of getting that defense prepped for the season and having the success they've had. I mean, the one thing that jumps out at you is the amount of takeaways that they have at this juncture of the season. I think it's 17. But Tre'Davious, he's someone we liked a lot in the draft, and I think they got a real good player. He's very comfortable, though, up in press coverage, and I think he understands exactly what they're doing scheme-wise.
And you mentioned,
Go ahead, Josh. You follow up?
Sorry, you mentioned Sean McDermott. I was just wondering how closely this Bills defense resembles what you've been seeing in Carolina when he was there.
Yeah, I looked the front and some coverage principles. You know, like anything else, there's some things that are different, but there's some similarities. A lot of it is, I think, predicated on the personnel he's got there now.
Hey, how would you describe, I guess, the contributions of first and second year pros on the roster relative to, you know, all your experience in this league?
Say that again, Brett. How would I describe the contributions of our first and second year players?
Yeah, of your first and second year pros. Relative to all years' experience, is it unusual?
Well, look, I think this appears to be a group of young guys that we drafted this year that have acclimated quickly. I think I'm encouraged by that. I think that we made some changes that were necessary in our draft process, in our evaluation process, and all of that scouting that was completely revamped. I think Jeff Ireland has done an outstanding job, and how we look at players, all of that was overhauled, if you will. And I think that the results, are paying off, unfortunately for us.
I know there's probably some trade secrets here. I wonder, conceptually, can you give us an idea of how it was overhauled?
Well, look, it's starting with who's in charge. And, and starting with the organization of the scouts. Where are they going to be? Who are the scouts? There were changes made there, prototypes, all these things that were necessary that are put in place now. And look, like I said, getting Jeff was huge for us.
Sean, would that have been overhauled 2 years ago, or did you overhaul it again this year?
No, that would have been when Jeff arrived.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks, man.